Every year they're coming out with bigger and bigger books at higher and higher prices. The author of one such work is here with me now. You are Mr. Nelson, Alfred E. Nelson, am I correct?
That's
in that?
Right, and the book I wrote is a history of the United States.
Yes, well, I've been looking through this copy we have here. It's 1,100 pages long, isn't it, Mr.
Yeah.
Nelson?
And at that, I'm just beginning to scratch the history of this country.
Well, now, there are quite a few questions I'd like to ask you about it. First of all, as I remember, you had Abraham Lincoln driving to his inauguration in an automobile. Did you check on that at all?
Well, there are several glaring errors in the book that unfortunately I didn't catch. Now, that was one of them. Referring to the father of our country as Nelson Washington. That was another one. You know, actually, I was thinking of my own last name there, you know. Actually, his real name, I think, is George.
Yeah, well, you have a number of things like that in the book here, and I think you had the editor of Poor Richard's Almanac as Benjamin French or something
like that. Yeah, instead of French, it should have been Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. Well, now, when did all these things come to your attention, these mistakes, these glaring errors?
Well, a friend of mine brought them to my attention. After the book was published, I sent out copies to the reviewers, you know, on various newspapers and TV stations. And then I sent one to my friend. And he no sooner got a hold of it than he called me at home and he started to point out, you know, several little errors that unfortunately got through.
Yeah, well, like on page 820, if I remember, you have the first capital of the United States in Bailey's Mistake, Maine.
Yeah, yeah.
What prompted you to do a thing like that?
Well, it was just carelessness on my part.
Do any research at all for this book?
Well, quite a bit, but what happened was that I relied on my memory a great deal.
So. From what you learned in school?
Yeah, what I learned in school, that's right.
How far did you go in school, by the way?
I went through the eighth grade.
And you wrote an 1,100-page history book with only an eighth-grade education.
Yeah, well, we had a very intensive history course, see?
Yes, but an eighth-grade education isn't enough to qualify a person, even a genius, to write a book of this sort.
Well, that's what you say, you know.
Your book proves it, Mr. Nelson.
Well, look, I had all the facts. It was just that, you know, I had the names wrong. A few dates were wrong.
Right.
For example, I had the Civil War happening in 1911.
Yes.
Which, you know, it was wrong, of course, right?
Yeah.
That I could have checked by asking almost anybody on the street. But here again, I was too dogged. You know, when I sit down on my typewriter, I just start and want to get through. You know, just couldn't understand.
I understand. Frankly, I think this is a pretty sloppy piece of work.
Yeah, it's a shabby piece of work, and I'm the first to admit it.
It also sells for $47.50, which is a ridiculous price for an 1,100-page thing like this.
Well, look here, it's leather-bound. The publisher, you know, he's fit to be tied with the mistakes.
So. I don't care about the binding. Anyway, it's the book inside that's important.
Well, the binding does mean something. It's real hand-tool leather, you know. Pages are nice and glossy and everything.
Let me just say that I'm not going to let any of my children see it when they ask me about history.
Well, let me put it this way. I'll never appear in your program again, either.
It's okay with me. Is our book report for this session. Back to Control Central.
Thank you, Bob. We'll be right back after these words.